Last week on Perfect Strangers.
I'm just a little tense about my dad's visit. Now, I want this visit to be perfect. This is my chance to show Dad I've made it on my own. When he sees the life I've made for myself, he'll be so proud of me, he'll say, "Well done, son." I still have the bat Mickey Mantle autographed.
It wasn't Mickey Mantle, it was Roger Maris.
It was Mickey Mantle. And I can prove it. Now, I have the bat right here in the closet.
The bat's in the basement.
It won't turn, Dad.
Well, no wonder it's rusted. And how do we get rid of rust, son?
We knock it off with a hammer.
You just locked us all in.
This place is going to fill up with water. I don't want to drown.
Nobody's going to drown.
When water reaches this fuse box, we'll be electrocuted.
We're going to do some permanent damage to our vocal cords.
Nobody can hear us anyway.
There must be something we can do. I don't want to be electrocuted. I don't want to die. Not in this ensemble.
We stay calm and keep our wits about us. I'm sure we can think of a way to keep ourselves from dying. I got nothing. I've got an idea.
Oh, he's got that look in his eyes. Normally that scares me, but when you're thigh deep in water, you lower your expectations.
This ought to do it.
Now, Corson, this is no time to try your ventriloquist act. I've seen it, and his lips move constantly.
Finally came up with something that worked. I don't believe it.
There, one problem solved.
Well, Cousin, I must say, this time you really used your head.
That was a really good idea, Larry.
Well, I just spotted the problem and used a little of the old Appleton know-how.
Thank you.
do you see why bailing won't work?
Yes, cousin. You're right. But I appreciate your letting me take the shot.
Well, somebody better do something. We're 4 inches from being deep fried.
Actually, it's 3.5 inches.
Don't worry. I've got another plan to get us out of here.
You have another plan? You call sticking a head in the pipe a plan?
It was a good plan. Just poorly executed.
All right, now listen to me, everyone. This is no time to lose hope. Because if we all put our heads together, I'm sure we can think of something. You know what they say? United we stand. And Delta is ready when you are.
All right, come on, everybody. We've got to find something to knock the door down with.
Maybe we could knock the door down with one of these beams.
Good idea, Balky.
Let's get this beam over to the stairs.
Okay, Balky, you take that end.
I'll get this end. Lawrence, you get in the middle.
All right. All right, lift. Okay, walk it on over. Walk it over.
Be careful, Larry.
Okay. I'm okay. All right, swing it on in. Swing it on in. Let's set it down.
Oh, that was close, Appleton. It almost touched your hands once.
All right, everybody, get down here out of the way.
What, are you crazy? These are alligator shoes.
Oh, well, good. Then they'll be right at home in the water.
Wow!
All right, lift it up.
Mr. Gartley, you could help us.
Oh, goody. You're going to pay for these shoes, Appleton. All right, ready? On the count of three, we'll ram this baby into the door. One.
Oh, wait a minute.
What is it, Dad?
I think we should say ready, set, go.
Dad, I think there are times when a ready, set, go is called for, but I don't think this is one of those times.
Oh, brother.
Lawrence, how many basement doors have you knocked down?
Well...
How many?
Well,
how many...
Guys. How about if we say 1, 2, 3, but you're thinking, ready, set, go.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Any other ideas, Appleton?
We just need a little more weight behind us. Jennifer, Marianne, Lydia, give us a hand.
I don't know, son. I don't think this landing can hold all of us.
Trust me, Dad.
Lawrence, if the four of us just keep hitting it, the door will give way eventually.
But that could take all night, Dad. It stands to reason. The more people, the more force, the quicker we'll open the door. And it's my beam.
A very handsome beam it is, too, cousin. But I think the point your father is trying to make is that this landing may not be able to support 7 people and your beam.
So, prove me wrong. Come on, ladies. Let's put our backs into it.
Oh, no. I hope I don't break a nail.
All right, on the count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Well, it didn't knock down the door.
Well, it didn't knock the landing down either.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've had a little setback.
A little setback? You mean like the Titanic had a little setback?
At least I tried. I don't hear anybody else coming up with a plan to get us out of here.
You're right, son. You did have a plan.
Thanks, Dad.
This wasn't a very good one.
I was only trying to help.
You want to help? Go play in the deep end.
Shame on you. Didn't you ever make a mistake?
Yeah, coming to this party.
It's getting deeper. If we don't get out of here soon, we might as well forget about the party.
Cousin, the festive mood seems to be slipping away. Everyone seems to be getting cranky.
That's because they're going to die, and it's all my fault. They hate me, don't they?
Well, of course they don't. Don't be ridiculous.
I wanted this to be a weekend my father would never forget. Now I've killed him.
Well, it will be a weekend your mother will never forget.
And I'll die without ever making my father proud of me.
Cousin, you know, maybe your father is proud of you. You just don't know it.
He's never said so.
Well, fathers don't always say what they feel. Cousin, if you tell your father how you feel, maybe you will be surprised at how he feels.
I would. But I just don't know how to get started.
Well, I'm going to help you.
Uncle Walter, would you swim over here for just a moment, please? Cousin Eric has said that he wants to tell you. Cousin, just open your mouth and let your heart do the talking.
What is it, son?
Dad, Balky, could you give us a minute? Dad, we may not have much time left, but we need to talk, you and me.
You and I?
You and I. Well, it's not so much you and I, it's more you. Well, it's you when you're relating to me, to me.
Lawrence, if you want a career in journalism, you've got to be more articulate.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. Nothing I do is ever good enough for you. When I was in sixth grade, I got a 96 on a test. You ask what happened to the other 4 points. And now I've got a good job at the newspaper. You tell me I should work in television. When are you going to be proud of me?
Lawrence, I've always been proud of you.
All you do is criticize. Just once, I'd like to hear you say, "Well done, son."
I know I criticize you a lot, but it's only because I want you to be the best you can be. For heaven's sake, I'm always bragging about you. I tell everyone what a wonderful son I have.
But you never tell me.
I don't, do I? I've always found it hard to express my feelings to those that I love the most. And I love you, Lawrence.
I love you too, Dad. Give us just another minute.
Huh?
Please.
Well,
except for the fact that we're going to die soon, I've never been happier.
We're not dead yet, so let's try to find a way to get out of here.
Bobby! Just kidding, cousin. Cousin's your joke ball.
Come on, we're gonna find a way out of here.
Cousin, you know, I wish MacGyver were here. That man could take a Hershey bar, a thumbtack, and a rubber band, and make a bomb that would blow the socks off that door.
Well, MacGyver's got nothing on Lawrence. Remember when you got that chemistry set and you blew up the garage?
I love that chemistry set. It was the best Christmas present I ever got.
I believe it was a birthday present.
No, Dad, I distinctly
cousin,
remember.
Cousin, that, cousin, that was... cousin, is that the chemistry set you won't let me play with?
Falky, it's dangerous. That's why we keep it in the basement.
The basement!
Guys, guys! That chemistry set could be in the basement!
Potash.
Gesundheit.
Give me potash. That was a 75% fulminate of zinc or potassium nitrate.
Who are we kidding? He can't even make instant coffee.
Listen, pal. If my son can blow up an entire garage, he can certainly blow up a little door.
Thanks, Dad.
Come on, Larry, you can do it.
I don't know. It's not coming back to me.
Well, if it were me, Larry, I'd go with 10% potash, 15% sulfur, and 75% zinc. We used to summer in Beirut.
All right. I think we're ready. Now I need something to use as a fuse.
How about your tie?
Well, that won't work. It's wet.
We could use Mr. Gottlieb's tie. It's dry, and it's making a nifty fashion statement.
Wait a minute. This is a $50 tie.
Let's get in the tie, Sam.
Okay, it's yours.
All right, now I need something to light it with.
Oh, wait.
Dad. The lighter I gave you when I was 10.
Yes, it is. When you were 11.
All right, Falky, lift me up on your shoulder so I can reach the doorknob. $50 tie for nothing. I could have been buried in that tie.
All right, come on. Let's get out of here.
Wait a minute. Well done, son. Now, let's get out of here.
You didn't have to leave so soon.
Well, I gotta be back by 7, and if I leave now, I'll miss the rush hour on I-94.
Dad, your shoes are still wet.
Oh.
But I
Stuffed them with papers, so they'll be okay till you get home.
Well, now, if you get your shoes wet and you don't put shoe trees in them, you can kiss them goodbye.
No, Dad, the paper will absorb the moisture.
Lawrence, how many shoes have you dried?
Today, 14.
Well, then I guess you know what you're doing.
Thanks, Dad.
Uncle Walter, I made you a nice big plate of Moogly Boozak monk to take back to Madison.
Oh, well, what is it?
Pig bladder stuffed with cheese. Can I tempt you?
Maybe later. Valky, I can honestly say that meeting you is an experience I will never forget.
You know, a lot of people say that. I almost forgot.
Dad, I wouldn't eat those or you'll be stopping a lot.
Ah, thank you for the advice.
Oh, thank you, Costa Larry.
Oh, thank you. Bye, Bucky.
Bye, Uncle Walter.
Bye, son.
Bye, Dad. Valky, I want to thank you for making me have that talk with my dad.
Of course, and...
Now, you meepiots may not have television or radio or indoor plumbing, but you really know how to talk to each other.
There isn't that much else to do. You know, it's like we always say on Meepos, a few well-chosen words with a loved one are worth more than the picture that came with the frame, even if that picture is Olivia Newton-John.
Words to live by. I tell you what, let's just relax for the rest of the weekend.
Hey, great idea. What do you say we go get two towels, go down to the basement, and take a dip?
I'll call the girls.